Just a quick word from our sponsor before we jump into today's episode. Optimizing your internal processes can often be a huge unlock for streamlining revenue and getting you and your team, if you have one, out of a manual process. If you're looking to reduce costs and headaches in one fell swoop, consider graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. It's the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere, and you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything seems to be more expensive these days, so proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time, like NetSuite, are kind of a no-brainer. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/SPI. netsuite.com/SPI. Once again, netsuite.com/SPI. And now a quick word from our sponsor before we start the show. Ready to earn sustainable income while creating the work you're passionate about? Get started with Memberful. Whether you teach online courses, host a podcast, run a blog, or write a newsletter, Memberful has all the tools you need to unlock revenue and deeply connect with your audience through subscription membership. Their platform allows you to easily gate content, communicate with your audience, and tier membership access directly on your own website. Plus, with Memberful, there's no need to change your workflow. They work seamlessly and integrate with the tools you already use, including MailChimp, Discord, Zapier, ConvertKit, Google Analytics, and more. Utilize their powerful built-in features and dashboards and watch your business grow. The best part? Memberful gives you full control and ownership of your audience, your brand, and your business. Get started for free at memberful.com/SPI. One more time, that's memberful.com/SPI. Hello and Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. This episode comes out 2019 Christmas Day. I want to respect your time. I obviously am recording this ahead of time, but I know you're busy, and whether you're listening to this on Christmas Day or sometime around then, or maybe in the future, doesn't matter. I want to give you something for being here today. And this is not going to be an incredibly long episode. It's going to be actually short and sweet. And I got a little surprise for you. This is what you're about to hear, a snippet, a clip, an audio file from one of my presentations at FlynnCon this past year. FlynnCon happened in July. It was the first ever Team Flynn community event. We had over 400 entrepreneurs come into San Diego. And this was part of day two in the afternoon where I gave a talk on time management and specifically two techniques that I've used over the past now few years to make radical changes in just how much I've been able to accomplish, how much more focus I've had, and just progress that I've made in my business. And I wanted to give these to you today. You may have already had access to this through something that I sent a while back last month in an email, but maybe this would be a great reminder for you if you did hear that. But these two time management practices, I was so thankful to have the opportunity to share this live and on stage at FlynnCon 1. And I got a lot of great feedback from it. So I wanted to offer it for you too. And I also want to let you know that tickets to FlynnCon 2, July 16 to 18 here in San Diego, California. Looking forward to having many of you who have already signed up and bought your tickets. We still have some tickets available and the price goes up at the start of the year. So if you want to check that out, FlynnCon.com is where you need to go. FlynnCon.com. And for right now, just sit back. This is part of the conversation that we had on one of the afternoons at that event. Hey, and real quick, our sponsor today is Uplift Desk, creators of office furniture designed to help you work better and live healthier. If you haven't tried a sit/stand desk before, this offer from Uplift is the perfect opportunity. Plus, you can support the show at the same time. Visit upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. A desk should fit the user, right? Which is exactly why Uplift Desk has a ton of customization options. They're stable, the materials are solid. I mean, just the choices of material alone are incredible, all the way from laminate to eco to bamboo and even solid wood. The option to stand while working is just healthier, better circulation, better movement, which helps to reduce all kinds of different health risks and repetitive strains. And over 1 million customers have chosen Uplift Desk for their innovative designs, direct to consumer pricing, same day shipping. They can even give you free accessories with every desk. Uplift is a great deal, and they're built to last and include an industry-leading 15-year warranty, free shipping, free return shipping if you need to do that as well. So go to upliftdesk.com/SPI for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com/SPI to get 5% off your entire order.
When it comes to excuses that we have in our life and in our business, the most common excuse, and I've surveyed my audience too, many of you, this is the number one excuse. I don't have the time. It is, I don't have the time. So I want to talk about time a little bit. We talked about it at the VIP lunch a little bit, and I'm very thankful that a lot of you are looking to figure out how to better manage your time. The number one thing that I've realized with this is, this excuse is just code. It's code that means the things that I want to do are not a top priority for me right now. That's not necessarily a bad thing, though. Sometimes we have to put other things a priority above the other things that we want to do. And so what can we do in those situations? We have to understand, well, where is our time going? How is it being used? And just being conscious about those efforts. And so over time, I've learned to develop all kinds of different kinds of strategies. I've tried all the things under the book, and different things that have worked for other people don't work for me. Some things that work for others work for me as well. And I want to pass on a few options for you to test and try and experiment in your life and your business to see how you might be able to maximize time. And I just wanted to give you stuff that's working for me right now. I've tried the sort of 30-minute timer, 10 minutes off, 30-minute, like, what is it, Pareto or not? Yeah, thank you, Pomodoro. And they even sell like Pomodoro clocks and like little apples that you can twist. And those are fun, but I mean, they don't always work for me. They may work for you. I've tried other strategies, and batch processing works really well, but we don't always have the time to record 4 podcast episodes in a row. So how are we going to figure out where we're going to do these things? Because yes, you might want to start something, but unless you have time to do it, then it's like, well, where are we going to get access to even the opportunity? So I have a couple things for you. Number one, and this has been huge because I didn't even realize how much I was doing this, but this is something called just-in-time learning. And I learned this from the guys over at Internet Business Mastery, specifically Jeremy Franson. And he told me that you should only allow yourself to learn about the things that are relevant to what you're doing right now. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. Number two is what I like to call the 20% itch rule. The 20% itch rule. So let's talk about these a little bit. Number one, just-in-time learning, only allowing yourself to consume information relevant to your next step. This alone has helped shave 80% of the wasted time I had when I was subscribed to 40 different podcasts, when I was reading 10 different blogs in my RSS feed. And yes, consuming content is great. It's fun. You can learn things that can help you and legit actually change your life. But unless you are actually implementing what you are reading or listening to or watching, it's not going to have an effect on what you want to do. So just-in-time learning has been huge. And there might be opportunities very quickly for you to understand, I should probably stop doing these things, or maybe I need to subscribe to less podcasts. Am I saying you shouldn't subscribe to the Smart Passive Income podcast? Maybe. Maybe. Not a definite yes. But maybe. You know, I had a person who had just recently discovered me in my podcast go, I'm going to go to episode 1 and I'm going to listen to all your episodes. And I was like, I'll see you in 2 years when you've done nothing. That's literally what I said. I said, go through the titles, look at the descriptions, figure out what you need to do next, and match the podcast episodes to that. You can still listen to the podcast, but you don't have to listen, and you shouldn't listen in the order. This is another thing related to your blog content. If you have a blog, how do we write our blog? We write our blog in chronological order, but is that the same order that people should be consuming that content? Most likely no. Which is why getting started page is really important. Hey, you're new here. This is the, like, let me filter all this stuff for you so that this is where you start. Been one of the best business decisions I made to create a start here page to make it easy for people so they don't get overwhelmed. So the getting started page is huge. And when it comes to learning, it's hard because we fear that we're missing out on that next big thing, right? We fear that information being absent from us in the future when we could potentially use it. So we all have FOMO, F-O-M-O. Have any of you heard of JOMO? Anybody? Joy of missing out, right? The joy of missing out, JOMO, which I've adopted for a while, and I like that. I like, hey, you know what? I am happy that I'm missing out on these things, but It didn't align for me in my head very well. I needed to restructure this a little bit. So I don't promote JOMO anymore. I promote Joe to the third, Joe three. That is the joy of opting out. Opting out being the key word. I know that this exists and I choose and I'm purposeful of not doing that right now, of not consuming that right now. That there's a little bit of a difference there. I don't know if you could hear it between the joy of missing out. I felt like I was kidding myself when I was saying that to myself. JOMO, I feel good that my friends are at a party and I'm not. But I can feel joyful that I'm saying no to my friend's party because I'm gonna be spending my time with my kids. Opting out, consuming content on purpose. So Joe 3, the joy of opting out. And I wanna encourage you to try that. Number two, the 20% itch rule. 20% itch rule. This is allowing yourself the freedom to use 20% of your time to explore and experiment with new things. This is a relatively new strategy for me that's been working really, really well because I was focused on only do what I'm supposed to be doing and only learn about what the next thing is right now. And I felt like even still, even though I wanted to practice 100%, that I couldn't possibly do that because I'm an entrepreneur. You are an entrepreneur. We want to try new things. Being an entrepreneur is about trying and experimenting. Even if you know you have these other things to do, this other thing is worth experimenting with. And I remember listening to Gary Vee on a live once. I had my earmuffs on, so I was cool. And he was talking about his strategy for how he experiments with new social media platforms. Because there was a bunch of new social media platforms coming out at the time. Back then it was like Musical.ly he was big into, which now turned into TikTok and all these other ones. And he's like, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, these are the big three for me, Facebook. But I also allow myself a little bit of time to experiment. Like I'm okay with experimenting with them, knowing that they could potentially just fail and die and be okay with that. And I was like, whoa, that's actually a really good strategy. And no, you don't need to say it with all those F words, but it can still be very effective. And for me, I love to experiment. I love to try new things. Okay, that didn't hit like I wanted it to. And I gotta say, we took this photo. So I did a photo shoot with some people for business, and it was in a lab, and it was like, experiment with your business, right? So I did some fun things, and they were just like, grab that glove, put it on, and look like you're gonna do something. So now that picture was not a waste. I used it. I'm done. I'm not going to use it anymore. Don't worry. Anyway, I love to experiment. And you've seen this from me recently. I've been experimenting with 20% of my time on the SwitchPod recently. A couple of years ago, I experimented with writing a business book with 20% of my time. So how do you figure out 20% of your time to allow yourself to be okay with doing something that you probably, that may or may not work? Ramit Sethi does this as well. He uses every Friday to experiment and try and be creative and be a visionary and try new things, knowing that the rest of the week, he's gonna be focused and nailing everything he needs to do. And that was a huge revelation for me. So for anybody here who is struggling with wanting to scratch that itch, but also you have all these other things that you need to take care of, try 20%. You might have to adjust it, obviously. Now, how does this work? How can we make this easy? Very simple, just like with Ramit. On Monday, you're on project A, and then allow for every Friday. You wake up on Friday knowing that's your day to play. And that's been huge for me. And that's where the SwitchPod came into play, which is really cool. Now, the SwitchPod could have totally failed. My invention, and we could have kickstarted it, and it would have been a complete failure. Nothing is, however, a complete failure. You can learn from the situation. So in addition to potentially doing something and having it work, even if it doesn't work, you're still using 20% of that time to experiment and try, and even if it were to fail, you're learning at the same time. You're learning about new things. And therefore, you actually feel like that itch is being scratched.
All right. And that's the little clip for you. I hope that was helpful. So joy of opting out. I hope that you opt out of some stuff that's going to distract you from the things that you know are important for you and to you right now. And then I hope that you do allow yourself a little bit of freedom and controlled space to experiment, try new things, go big, and you know what? It could work out. So thank you so much for listening in, and to everybody who has listened for any amount of time this year in 2019, thank you so much for being a part of Team Flynn. I hope that I could see you and treat you and serve you in person in San Diego, July 16 to 18. We're looking forward to it. Head on over to the landing page at flynncon.com. You'll get a sense for what it's like, and it's going to be even better and bigger next year. Not bigger in terms of number of people. We're going to have about 500 people maximum there, but bigger in terms of the efforts to serve you and the activities that we're going to have for your families and the location and just all the activities we're going to do. It's going to be a ton of fun. I hope that you'll come in. flynncon.com. Thank you so much. Team Flynn, you're amazing. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the time that you have. Be grateful for the successes that you've had and be grateful for the opportunities that are right there in front of you that you're going to take head on in 2020. I appreciate you so much, and I'm here to help you along the way. Until next year, as always, Team Flynn for the win. Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Passive Income Podcast at www.smartpassiveincome.com.
Hey, if you're looking for a new podcast to add to your rotation, I've got one for you. It's called Dirty Money, and it's like a hybrid between a true crime and a business podcast. So hosts Jonathan Small and Dan Bova tell the tales of legendary scammers, con artists, and barely legal lowlifes who stop at nothing to rake in millions. Recent episodes include a man who looted $100 million from his own company. Crazy. Give it a listen. Head on over to Dirty Money right now on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher.